Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and it came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Atlanta rattlesnake spin straight facts, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Zach, I like playing you like a drum. It's so fun. Welcome to the Lewis and Zach Show. It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, point guard of podcasting. That's right. A true living legend in podcasting for free. You guys don't have to pay for this. If you're watching it on YouTube, you should be a guest or a subscriber. If you're watching it live, you're a subscriber. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat right now. Runaway Slav, Mick Dick, Mark Torres, J-Fucked Dawkins, Fat Shinzo, Slayer, Gordon, Larry Holder, lots of people in the racist live chat. Gas Digital subscribers, the number one way to enjoy this show is to get the uncensored and ad-free version of the show on GasDigital.com. Bonus show every Friday just for subscribers. Access to the racist live chat, uncensored, ad-free. What a way to be. Use that promo code LAZ. I'm rhyming today, baby. International superstar Zach Amico's here.
Happy Monday, buddy.
Yay, yay. Two incredible guests. You know him and love him from the Burbs Bros podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Donnelly back on the show.
Yes!
What the fuck's up, doggy? You got good energy today, Sean.
I do. I'm fired up. I had an espresso.
Ooh.
I'm fucking killing it.
Also back on the show the second time from fucking Canada, right? You're Canadian,
yeah.
Somebody
nailed
told me?
It. Yeah.
That's wild. From the man, from Man News Live, Andrew Packer back on the show.
Hello, hello.
What's up, kid?
Chilling, man. How are you doing?
Feeling good, man.
Nice.
Feeling very good. We got a great day. We're just getting the holiday season really going. Christmas tree went up last night. Did some Christmas shopping in bed this morning on Amazon.
Nice.
So much better.
Yeah, my alarm went off. And typically, I usually don't have an alarm. But since I've stopped smoking, my sleep schedule is a little bit kind of crazy. So I set my alarm, and my alarm went off about 5 minutes before I wanted to wake up my son. And I did, I'd say, 80% of my Christmas shopping in that 5 minutes. I went on Amazon. I said, popular Christmas gifts. I just typed that into the search. And then I was like, buy, done.
You mean, but not for him, because he has a list.
He's got a list. But he
still have a list?
He still has got a list. He doesn't believe in Santa anymore.
Right, right. That goes away pretty quick.
But yeah, I got a lot of stuff for him, but I got some stuff for the other family members, my niece. I got a lot of it done in literally 5 minutes straight just by typing in popular Christmas gifts on Amazon.
It's at the point with AI where they know more than you do. What you want to get.
I was never going to get my son a 3D pen to draw 3D toys.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
It's cool as shit.
That's pretty cool. I mean, if I was his age, it would just be fucking tits and penises. I'd be making little fucking dildos. And
He's drawing me. It's one picture.
Or you make that. Remember that S? What was that, like that 80s, 90s S thing where you did
The six lines and you connect them?
Lines.
Yeah, of course.
Why was that universal, that thing?
I don't know, but I don't really doodle that as much. When I doodle, I draw the box and then the other box, and then you connect the box to make it a 3D box.
Oh yes, that's a good go-to. Yeah.
I doodle that like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
and then I'll put a little flame coming out of it like it's on fire.
To relax, just to get punk rock with it.
That's it. Why not? Right. Great show planned. Merry Christmas to everyone. Even the Jews. I will say Merry Christmas to you guys. I don't play your game. Okay, you play my game. This is America, motherfuckers. So we have a great show planned. What are we up against today, Shannon?
In 1965, was
Columbus sailed on a beehive?
Nope.
I should have thought of it before.
It was the release
of... JFK took a long G-Rive?
A Charlie Brown Christmas debuted on television, 1965.
Charlie Brown Christmas. Can we see some of that, Shannon? I just remember the scene where he goes and he gets the tree... And then the fucking pine needles fall off of it. That's all I remember from it.
Yeah.
All I remember is they made the black kid eat at the other side of the table.
Did they?
Is that true?
That's a real thing?
Yeah. Franklin's on one side and they're all on the other side. I could be wrong, but I have a vivid memory of it.
Yay. Who were the peanuts for?
Were they for a comic strip?
But were they for like kids? Like, yeah. did people like Charlie Brown? Did people like them?
It was like the comic strip turned, and then they turned into the shows. They did all the specials. But I actually understand what you're saying, because comic strips are kind of for adults.
Yeah, they're not really for kids. The funnies, they would call them, I guess. But yeah, I never, like, was Charlie Brown a TV show, or they just did specials?
Specials.
There was never a TV show.
I don't believe so. No, I don't think there was. I think there was specials, and then you'd have all the. It was before my time, but all the Rudolph and the Frosty Snowman.
Right,
and
of course,
you would see that, but you're like, it was the first thing. As when I was a kid, you're like, oh, that's not impressive. It was just like the.
Oh,
I loved those things.
I loved those things.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't care for those.
When it was like a claymation version, those were the best.
Claymation, and then the old Frosty the Snowman was great. Mm. You know, but yeah, the Peanuts and Charlie Brown. I just, whatever it was it about, when did they debut? Were they around like the Depression era? Because they're a depressing, they're a depressing cartoon.
No, I think
all the kids seem poor. Everyone's kind of sad. They're abused.
It's 60s. I think it started 60s.
There's no parents around.
1950.
1950.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bunch of orphans.
Yeah.
Like a Little Rascals type thing.
Yeah.
Even the dog's depressed.
Dog's fucking always lying.
I got to sleep on the roof, man. Yeah. I just can't today.
Dog just looks like he's in therapy all the time.
Yeah. And then
he's pondering existence.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck Charlie Brown. It's exactly right.
It's a depressing.
It's for adults.
It's a depressing brand.
Yes.
It's not a brand that it brings any sort of joy. I remember even as a kid being like, my son likes the Charlie Brown Christmas special now, but I think he's lying. I think my son wants to like old things because he knows he gets attention for being like, oh, I'm into like retro shit.
Yeah.
But I think he's a phony.
Mm. It's like when you used to watch, if you ever read Doonesbury by accident as a kid. Remember Doonesbury? It was like political comic strip.
Yeah, but it was still like, even when we read it, it was like still about Vietnam.
It's all quips too. It's all snarky, little clever things. You're like, oh yes, it's just not drawing like a haha moment.
I don't know any of these. Charlie Brown is kind of a fucking herb, right? He's like a fucking big headed. He's got a little fucking dick on his head.
Yeah,
he's bald. That's a weird hairstyle. No kids look like that. And then Lucy was.
Can someone please bring a Sharpie and just draw Charlie Brown's hair on Lois right now?
Charlie Brown. If you're gonna do it, not a Sharpie. Do it with a dry erase so you can get it off my head. I will do, Shannon. I will let you dry erase the Charlie Brown hairstyle on my head, but only you, and only if you lean into me with those big fat cans. Big fat cans, Shannon. Did Lucy like him? Was she had a crush on him, or she was a bully to him?
Lucy liked him. Lucy was his love interest, and then Patty was a lesbian.
Patty was his sister, no?
No, Patty.
No. The redheaded girl was his love interest.
Oh yeah.
Lucy was
the football.
The football. Okay. And Peppermint Patty was Lucy's best friend, who's definitely a dyke.
Right. Yeah.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. We're getting this all confused now. Hold on.
No,
there's one girl, she had a scraggly voice, like, hi, Charlie, I want to fucking
suck Peppermint Patty. Patty.
Does she want to suck his dick?
No.
No, she's a dyke.
Yeah. Lucy moved the football and he'd
yeah, she yeah. was black hair, blue dress.
Yes.
Peppermint Patty is like dark brown hair, glasses, but there was a redheaded girl.
Yes, it was like a dirty bitch.
It was a redheaded girl that was his thing.
Come on, Shannon.
No, then there was Pigpen.
Shannon, first of all, make sure that it dry erases first. Maybe do something back here. Okay, dot, and then dry erase. That's wild that my head dry erases. That's crazy that my head actually dry erases. Shannon, do you know what his fucking looks like? If you don't write gay, you're not funny.
Yeah, it's not a swastika.
Just do focus groups on Lewis's head.
I was watching a thing of offensive jokes yesterday, and I heard one.
I felt her fuck it up, by the way.
You're not done yet.
You moved.
Yeah. I felt her fuck it up.
I heard an offensive street joke I've never heard before yesterday.
Let's hear it.
How do you crucify a retard?
Oh, geez, how?
On a swastika. It fucking got me so good.
Shannon, that's not how his hair is. Is it his hair? I think his hair is like
that. Looks
this.
Like the symbol from True Detective.
Is it like that?
Honestly, you could tell me that you're like an anime character and I
that, no, that's it. No, she has it upside down.
She's almost there.
It's like a
no,
six.
She just did it wrong. She's retarded.
No, yeah. It's very similar. It's flipped.
Yeah, you look like you're going to shoot Daredevil.
I used to draw Charlie Brown when I was a kid.
You look like you're going to rip Indiana Jones' heart out.
Shannon, this is not the Charlie Brown symbol, you fucking asshole. It looks like you're drawing like a fucking...
It looks like it's going to start pulsing red at some point. then
you look like Quan Chi from Mortal Kombat.
Lewis is going to achieve his full form.
Real Dalsim vibes with that
thing. Yoga fire!
What the fuck is this symbol, Shannon? Give me the goddamn...
Just put your head upside down.
Lewis dry erasing his forehead is my favorite.
Now she's got to put a swastika.
God damn it. Shannon, you didn't do it right. And now it just looks like I have a dirty head. God damn it.
That's great.
God damn it.
Honestly, dude, I can't believe how well that's working.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Dude, a dry erase head rules.
Dude, if that doesn't go in your list of nicknames, dry erase head.
Dry erase head.
Dude, if somebody doesn't Photoshop the eraser head... poster in the dry eraser head.
Dry eraser head.
With Lewis's face. As a fellow bald guy, I don't think it would work as well on my...
I have
perfect.
A very shiny, shiny head. Yeah, smooth head.
That's exactly what it does.
Let's see. Shannon, can we get an update on this United Healthcare CEO? Is there any... He got a person of interest retained?
Somebody's obtained?
What?
Somebody's obtained?
No.
Just no,
really?
I know. I just got excited. I just read United Healthcare CEO, and I assume she was just a week late on news because that's a Shannon move. I'm like, is there any update, Shannon? A person of interest was taken in... to custody.
Ooh.
Wow. Drama llama.
So exciting.
Shannon, who is this person of interest?
Okay, so they found him this morning, actually.
Really?
They said that he was busted, possibly trying...
Hold on, man. We are fucking breaking news right now?
No way. Nice job.
It said he was busted, possibly trying to use a fake ID at a McDonald's, but why would you use an ID at a McDonald's?
He was buying Coke from somebody?
Why would you need an ID at a McDonald's? You never need it.
He was just hitting on the cashier.
Using a fake ID to McDonald's.
It also sources said that he also allegedly had a manifesto on him when he was taken into custody, as well as a gun, a silencer, 4 fake IDs, and other items consistent with what authorities.
Is there any images of this arrest, Shannon? Please, must be.
No, not of the arrest.
Not a single image of this guy being fucking arrested. Nobody around was like, "Yo, that's the fucking guy." That's insane.
You know they have cameras in that McDonald's.
It was in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is where they caught him.
Wow.
I can show you the original picture that Crime Stoppers was using for now.
No, we know that.
Well, I've seen that one. Yeah.
But
people
love
this. Just happened.
Yeah.
He's smiling ear to ear. He's so psyched.
Yeah.
Maybe it was McDonald's. Maybe he was questioned by a cop that was in the McDonald's because he matched the description.
And then he showed a fake ID. That probably happened.
I love the idea of leaving your house with a manifesto. Like, you're like, I might need this today. I've got my whole moral and view on the world is written, and in case something happens,
my assumption would be he has it on him in case somebody clips him.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. That's
if they find it on him.
Then at least it gets out. Turned the corner on the Ted Kaczynski one. Remember how back in the day they're like, he was crazy. Now they're like, he was kind of right about a lot of shit.
Yeah, he kind of nailed it.
Yeah. To be honest with you, to even spend the time to write a manifesto, like, I believe him. That's just so much energy and effort. I'm going there's probably something to it.
It's daunting. You know, you're sitting on that blank page. You can't start with manifesto at the top. That's too much pressure.
Honestly,
you got to jot some ideas and then
do you think he wrote his manifesto or do you think he just bullet pointed it, put it into ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT write me a dope ass manifesto? Because that's what I do. I just started a new mailing list and I'm like, I just bullet point. I'm like, ChatGPT, throw a couple doggies in there.
Yeah.
Give me a fuck. A post.
If I know the government, they definitely have the word manifesto checked already.
Yeah, ChatGPT
for the lazy terrorists.
ChatGPT is way too woke to give you a proper manifesto. It's going to take your manifesto and be like, "Well, actually, we think that you could seek out help here."
Yeah,
it's also hard to have a focused one because remember that that black guy that was a cop that then quit and killed all the cops. His manifesto just fucking meandered.
Was that Dallas?
It was the guy that would be like straight up like, the cops were, and then he'd be like, Dave Chappelle once said, it would be like a page of why he loves Chappelle, and then it would go back to the cops.
It was an ADD manifesto.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Look, if he was good at writing, he would have stayed in school. He wouldn't have even had to murder all those people.
I like the idea of there being like an editor who exclusively edits manifestos. Like, you have to submit it to him and be like, no, you don't get to claim this as a manifesto. You've got to whittle this down to 2 pages.
Yeah, no, I would, for sure. If I was going to write a manifesto, I would ChatGPT. Why would even waste the time? Like, the amount of energy and effort it would take to write a manifesto, I could be murdering people or just fucking chilling.
It's spent killing.
Exactly. Shannon, any more information about this guy right now?
I think like over the next few hours is when we're going to really find stuff out, because this was just updated a half an hour.
Shannon, I want you to, we have to be on point with this today. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando here at the Gas Digital Network and on the Lewis and Zach Show. And Mando is whole body deodorant, not just for your armpits, but your package, your grundle, your belly button, the crevices of fat throughout your entire body. If you stink anywhere, Mando has you covered.
I was just on the road this week, stuck in a passenger van for 8-hour rides, and the deodorant wipes that Mando has really came in clutch. Everything Mando has is aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and vegan. And if you're somebody that needs to freshen up during the day, and if you're a stinky guy like I can be, you're going to absolutely love Mando. And if you got dudes in your life, the holidays are coming up. This is a great gift. And we have a deal for you guys.
Yeah, if you want to check out their starter pack, which is their number one seller, the best way to get introduced to Mando, their starter pack includes solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two product choices of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, plus free shipping. All you got to do is go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com. And use the promo code LAZ when you check out. You're going to get 40% off your order. That's $5 off the starter pack. Once again, that's shopmando.com. Don't stink this holiday season. Shopmando.com. All right, where were we?
I'll keep CNN.
It's a developing situation.
It is a developing situation. I'm very excited about it. The whole thing was exciting.
So exciting.
I was hanging out with Joe List last week. We did the regs that comes out this Wednesday. And that's what the day it happened. Joe was just lit. He was like, this is the fucking best. Yeah. There's a fucking guy out there shooting people. And he was so excited to be a part of like this just like moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is fucking wild. People are just like, yo, fuck this guy though. He is still a human, right?
15 comics have bits already online.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. I've already got one out. You gotta get it out. Yeah, you can't wait.
Right? Right idea.
But it's I mean, like, yeah.
Did you see the Eric Davis thing? Or what's his name? The mayor, Eric Davis, right? Eric Davis. What's the name?
Adams.
Eric Adams. Did you see before he was caught? He's like, we have an idea who he is, but we're not releasing the name because we don't want to tip him off that he, bless you, that he's caught.
And but if that was
I
me,
bet he knows he did it.
But if that's me, I'm going like, oh, they know. I don't. You don't need to say the name.
Yeah. That's what.
Yeah. That's me. I did that.
That's what they said on like MSNBC or something. I was like, the FBI guy for them was like, he knows now. If you say that, that's the
yeah,
same.
You don't need to
thing.
Say anything yeah, else, right? Yeah. Yeah, but some people are just like. Yeah, you know, fuck CEOs, fuck health, you know, health insurance. I sort of feel the same way, but you know, you have to remove yourself from it. It's just a fucking dude who got murdered, right? And
I don't know when you found out he dumped $210 million in stock and fucked how many people?
Oh well, they have the highest.
He's getting sued right now. He was in the middle of a lawsuit for
amongst a bunch of them. So it makes you wonder, like, because obviously the people want to think, oh, it's a guy who's upset because his claim got denied for like his child, like a John Q type.
No,
situation.
That's not what this is.
But it also is probably just money-related. Like people trying to shut some people up.
Yeah.
And
so you think he was paid by some other people to do this, and it's not just like a crazy person.
No, it's him. I think. Because
he wrote like messages on the bullets.
Yes, that's right. I heard that, right? As well. Yeah,
which is like sort of crazy. I think it's a crazy person.
Also, apparently,
that would have been a really long manifesto, bullet by bullet.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that would have taken forever.
It's pretty wild because the gun jammed too, mm-hmm. and the gun jammed on the bullet that said delay. I thought that was funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
<That's>
Yeah.
Wow, that's
the
crazy.
Bullet that said delay was the one where you had to
apparently, United Healthcare has like the highest rejection rate. Denial rate. It's like 35% of their claims are rejected. That's also why he was like pinpointed. And all the sites, all the other companies were like, we're taking our executive photos down off our website just in case.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. On one level, you go, it's a human being. Number two, like somebody's got to die. So if somebody's going to die, yeah, make it a CEO for a health insurance company. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like
if you got to pick somebody to go.
The revolution gods got this guy.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, very excited. Shannon, do me a favor. As soon as we get more information on this, please just chime in. You can interrupt us. You can cut us off. I want to know breaking news on this story. Very interesting. Other breaking news right now is Jay-Z is being charged with rape of a 13-year-old girl, which is crazy.
Well, he is being like he put out a statement already about it. I read that this morning.
Oh, please pull up the statement.
He went at it. He's attacking it head on because he's claiming that they're blackmailing him. So instead of accepting the blackmail, he went public immediately. It was just
which
like
works.
Fuck you, I'm not like that. I'm from Brooklyn. Like, I don't play these games.
Can you see his statement, Shannon?
I don't believe it happened.
Yeah, I have pieces of quotes from it. It starts with These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Whomever would commit such a crime against a minor should be locked away. Would you not agree? These alleged victims would deserve real justice.
Statute of limitations, right? 24 years?
Well, that'd be a bad way of attacking it head on. Hey, statute of limitations, guys.
Well, no, but I'm just saying for him, though, he's saying, like, attack it criminally, not civilly.
Yeah.
The statute of limitations says,
yeah,
I believe.
I don't know. American law system.
Canada, I get that you guys have, like, morals, and you're like, oh, if you rape somebody, it doesn't matter how much time has passed. 7 years, that's it. You're out.
The weird thing is,
I'm out of my statute of limitations for all of my rapey shit that I've done in my life, so fuck you, and I'm not rich, so you can't sue me, so have fun.
The weird thing, the statement ended with, hove, out of nowhere.
So please, Shannon, go ahead, continue.
By the way, it says that the lawsuit was filed under New York's Victims of Gender-Motivated Violence Protection Act.
Wait, say that again?
New York's Victims of Gender-Motivated Violence Protection Act.
They could shorten that name.
Yeah.
What is that about?
It says that the accuser is seeking unspecified damages, and that they're suing under this.
They're suing, yeah. They're suing. He's not being charged with anything. And no, is there a statute of limitations on child rape?
So it's
because there really shouldn't be,
no,
right?
There shouldn't be.
Yeah, we shouldn't allow child rapists to be like, you got there.
Exactly right. Yeah. You got us. You snuck away.
If they were good at waiting, they wouldn't be child rapists.
It says in New York, because I believe that's where this is happening. It says it passed on January 2019. The statute of limitation expires when they turn 23. If the abuse or assault happened after this passed, the survivor has until they turn 55 to file a claim. So it's about a 20-year statute of limitation.
It should be 25. So it's like the rental car and the child rape thing are kind of the same thing.
Wait, I'm sure I don't understand the statute of limitations there, Shannon.
So it says for adult survivors, it's a 20 years.
20 years. So if they were banged when they were four, molested. Sorry, I don't mean to make it sound so
fun.
Yeah.
If they were pleasured.
If they were brought.
Yeah, I feel like you need more than 20 years.
If they were brought to Pleasure Town and back when they were 4 years old.
If you're boned when you're six.
Do you have until you're 24 years old then to fight? But what happens if you don't even get into therapy until you're 25?
What
happens
what I mean.
if you block it out of your memory?
People don't unpack that shit until they're 30 sometimes.
Unpack, packer, you motherfucker. Oh, I know what you're doing there. Fuck yes, dude. Hold on. Loved that.
Hey.
That was a good joke.
I do have some more information
Please.
About the alleged assault. So it said when she was...
Shannon's a good girl. I love how she throws alleged in there. Shannon's a good girl who was abused a lot when she was younger.
Not that I remember. So at 13, she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. Apparently, she didn't have tickets to the event, so she was outside trying to like make friends with the limo drivers.
I bet she was.
And then one of them was
Obviously, don't rape this child. Let me just... Can I preface my neck? Before I even get into what I'm about to say...
Of course.
Let's just put this in a box where... Don't rape children.
Don't do it.
That's there.
Brave.
That is the side. Everyone, folks, don't do it. But now we can have an honest conversation about what is this 13-year-old girl doing trying to get to an after party?
Doing it at the limo section at the MTV Awards.
It's insane. Where's your father? Where's your mother?
Where's your parents?
Why are you 13 going to an after party at the VMAs?
You're going through the limo drivers? That's like when you go to the Van Halen concert and blow a fucking...
Yeah.
Like the roadies or the...
That is a girl who knows what she is doing.
Yeah, that's like the girls that hang out at the lobby where they know NBA players are staying. She knew how to access it.
It's like almost famous, but like just creepier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely her fault on this one.
Well, I didn't say that.
No,
sorry, I thought that's
put it in a box. We already put that away.
My bad.
That's gift wrapped.
I misunderstood.
There's no blame. It's just, I understand. It's like, where's your fucking parents? That's what
parents?
It is. I don't blame her. You blame the parents.
My son's turning 12 years old in 2 weeks.
So imagine a year from now if he was just down hanging out at a Soldier Boy situation.
And he's a boy, and I wouldn't even let him do it. And granted, it's different times. When I was 13, I was out and about and fucking doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a girl, and I definitely wasn't doing things like trying to get into rappers after parties.
Yeah.
That's some like fucking...
I mean, if your son hooked up with like Dua Lipa, that would be like the coolest motherfucker
It would be pretty badass. Dua Lipa's pretty smoking.
Yeah.
She is.
She's pretty hot, folks.
But I wholeheartedly agree. It's like, why were you there? That's the real question.
There's a reason Rob Zombie kicked you off that tour bus, Lewis.
Yeah. That's actually true.
You didn't want a child on that bus.
I was. That's a great point.
Wait, was that a real story?
I got. I went. I snuck backstage at Ozfest. Me and my buddy Dave Green.
How old?
16.
Okay.
He's 15,
which
16.
Is actually a world of difference.
It is 13, a world. Of, it is a world of difference. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at the same time, we were kids.
Yeah.
And we snuck onto this tour. We didn't sneak on a tour bus. We snuck backstage. We went under like a fence, and we saw like all the tour buses. And then we saw John Dolmayan, who's the drummer from System of a Down, on a BMX bike. And we started just chatting him up, being like, "Oh, dude, you're my favorite drummer, my favorite band." And he's like, "Dude, he's like, I'm about to go to an after party at the buses. You guys want to come?" And he invited us. I know I'm realizing John Dolmayan might have been trying to suck our cocks. There's no reason for him to invite these boys back to the bus. I always thought, I was like, what a cool guy. This guy rules. John, and by the way, also, to this day, you know what happened afterwards? Did I ever tell you this? Eskimo Brothers with John Dolmayan.
There you go.
I fucked a girl at Caroline's Comedy Club back in the day. Just fucked this whore bag. This absolute pig, and I think he dated her. It wasn't that she just fucked him. I think she was like with this guy. This girl was one of the biggest pigs I've ever. I just met her. I was like hosting for Big J. I wasn't even the feature. I was like hosting.
Yeah.
She came backstage. She sucked my dick in the bathroom. Then I ended up hooking up with her that night. She wanted me to cream pie inside of her. That was her thing. She was like, come inside of me, like the whole time. And I was like,
not so much.
I'm going to put a condom. Yeah. This is crazy. It was one of the only times I've ever decided to wear a condom when a girl was like forcefully saying she wants me to come inside of her. Yeah. It was nuts. And she was a true lunatic. But anyway, John Dolmayan, pretty sure he wanted to suck and fuck these us as boys. He brought us back.
Cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. He brought us back to the bus.
The middle lady.
Rob Zombie was on the bus, right? And Rob Zombie goes, who are these fucking kids? And he kicked us off the bus. Up until just now, my whole perspective on this story was John Dolmayan rules, Rob Zombie's a piece of shit, what a fucking asshole, why would he ruin our dream? But as an adult with a child who's almost at the age of getting banged on the back of some bus,
yep.
Now I'm realizing that Rob Zombie was doing the responsible thing because they were about to
start. You know, both things can be true.
That's also probably true. But no, I think Rob Zombie was being the responsible one. John Dolmayan was...
That's exactly right.
Reckless.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you're 16 at that, also our generation, you're right. It was different. Like you would have been fine. But Rob Zombie's like, I don't have to put up with it. Go ahead. I'm not going to, because you never know what was going on.
Maybe they were about to start doing drugs. Maybe, yeah. Also, we were just like a bunch of kids. They were like, we're cramping their style. Obviously it wasn't
A,
like,
it's weird. B, like who knows if somebody's like the sheriff's fucking nephew.
Yeah.
And fucking police are going to pile onto the bus.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, very
fuck that
weird.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't, as an adult, I would not do anything involving children. Fucking, if there was like a, if a bunch of 16-year-old kids came to my comedy show, I would think it's weird. Just even at the, being at the show in general.
Yeah, you just steer clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not worth the
I
conversation.
I did a show literally last week and someone had their 10-year-old there. I was like, what are you doing? And that's it's weird. Always these parents are like, ah, oh, they get up to way worse on the internet.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah.
What the fuck? No, are you? Terrible, this yeah. isn't better. What? You're making this weird for everyone.
Yeah, I'm like you're still at fault for that as well.
I didn't even know it was legal in this country, like to have booze out in a late
I think
night
if
environment.
They come with, depending on where it
well,
is.
Well, because like if they serve food, I'm assuming it counts as a restaurant. You could have booze in a restaurant. You could have your kid
this
in a restaurant.
This place did
right?
not.
It was a comedy club. It could be 18, but then you don't get served. You have the show ID to get served.
I think
served.
The stand is 16 to get in.
Is it?
I Good. Think so. I believe so.
Every club should be. Like, <it's> like, come on.
I think the stand is 16 to get in. Skankfest 1 year was 16 to get in. And we changed it after that. Now it's 21. It was 18 for a year. But it's like, we're talking about so few of our fans are under the age of 21. Let's see. All shows are limited to the age of 21 plus 16 plus the Guardian. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's with your parents.
Yeah. But yeah, people ask us to come to Skankfest all the time that are under 21. Yeah, and it's just not.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's an environment where people are getting fucking wild. I don't want to, as
even just the booze factor.
As a producer of the event, I don't want to have to worry about some fucking 17 or 18 year old kid or even 19 year old. They will get a hold of alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How couldn't they? Like, yeah. they're going to get some, there's no doubt about it. They're going to get some fucking alcohol. I remember when I was on Shiprocked. There was it's a heavy metal cruise, and Jay-Z went again this year, but I did it years ago, and there was a mother and daughter on this cruise. The daughter couldn't have been a day over 15 years old. This girl was so young. She was really young, and every, like, I wouldn't say every, but there was like four or five different, like, rock stars that were like trying to fuck this girl.
Wow.
And she definitely hooked up with somebody.
In plain view of everybody.
In plain view of her mother. It was like they brought her. Her mom was a fucking boat rock whore, and she was turning her daughter into a boat rock whore. And I was just going like, how is this girl even allowed on the cruise? They bring kids. They bring.
To which I say, international water.
is that an old wives' tale, though? Is that a real thing? Can you fuck children on the high seas?
No. What is that, the Epstein rule or something?
I don't know. Island?
It's not really good knowledge to just have ready to go. Like, yeah, actually, you can.
Are you allowed
Some of them just err on the side of better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Well, you know what it is? It's if you have all the different states with which age
no,
consent.
No, there is no universally recognized age consent in international waters. No, there is no There is no universally recognized age consent in international waters. Instead of a sexual act occurs on a ship in international waters, the laws of the ship's flag state, the country, generally apply, meaning the age consent would be determined by the country's laws.
The country's laws.
That'd be a tough thing to learn while in court.
Yeah. so that the rock cruise had a Syrian flag on the front of it?
No idea. But it was like, I just remember being like, yo, that girl was really fucking young. She was just young, like a really young girl.
And it's upsetting. It's like unsettling to watch, like for real. It was, like, well,
I like, felt like an asshole because I was like, I wanted to fuck her. I was like, well, I'm not a rock star.
That's different than actually trying.
No. Well, also, some of the options on the boat. Maybe going to jail was better than fucking some of these ladies.
Was it Sebastian Bach?
No, it was a bunch of like heavy metal bands, but I don't remember. I wish I could call them out on their pedophilic behavior, because it was literally a couple of the bands were like, didn't that happen on that MTV show years ago? There was an Ozzy Osbourne show. Like it was, I want to say it was a reality show about trying to get your band on Ozfest.
Okay.
Right? And it was, it was like they were... They were doing like challenges and your whole band. It was like, it was just during the time of like reality TV where everything was like, everyone's living in a house and you have to do a challenge and this and the other. It wasn't just like performing or whatever. And one of the bands got kicked off because I believe the singer brought like a 15-year-old girl onto the bus and fucked her.
Wow.
And it just, the only repercussions was they were kicked off that week. Like they lost the challenge.
The challenge was to not fuck a 15-year-old. Yes.
If it was, and also it's pre-social media, so, right? This is back, what, 98 or something? Or 2000-something?
2001, maybe. I mean, it was like the very beginning of social media, like when MySpace was maybe around or one of those things. Shannon, give me some facts.
I don't remember
this
show.
I don't remember it either. I just remember the family
one. So the show was Battle for Ozfest. And it said, I feel like this can't be right.
Shannon, do me a favor. Time out bum steer in the racist live chat for 1 hour for posting images of my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Right now, thanks. Go ahead, continue. And anyone else who does, if they think it's going to be funny, let's go. Let's go. Let's play this game, Shannon.
You don't fuck with Charlie Brown.
Let's go. You don't fuck with Charlie Brown. Let's go.
Wait, how long? 15 minutes?
No, 1 hour gets bum steer. Bum steer gets one fucking
Lewis
hour.
He's not Charlie Brown. He's Charlie.
You can erase the things on the outside of his head, not the inside.
It's Charlie Browner.
Also, Crackpot Whisper, 1 hour. In fact, anyone who does it now, 3 hours, Shannon. Anyone who does it from now on. Crackpot Whisper, it's 3 hours now. Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks,
guys.
They know
you ruled with such an iron fist.
No, this is not a fucking democracy.
No, you don't
get to fucking post what you want.
I've seen some wild shit come through there, and I was like, oh, I guess it's like Twitter. It's like anything goes. But
no, anything goes except for images of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Pieces of fucking shit, scumbags. Let's see. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar here at the Lewis and Zach Show because they specifically do what they sound like. They give you cigars, simple, fast, and in small batches. There's free shipping on every order, and they have the best just selection of cigars on the internet. The number one online tobacconist on the planet. All the brands you know and love, and probably some brands you don't know and love. This is a great place to go discover all of the new cigars you're going to start smoking this year.
That is true, and every package comes with the Bovita pack. That's 69% humidity pack, so it stays super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. An amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. Most people click the new button when they head to the website for the first time. And, guys, we actually have a deal for you.
All you got to do right now is go to smallbatchcigar.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 10% plus 5% rewards points. Once again, that's smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 when you check out for 10% off plus 5% rewards points. All right, where were we?
Shannon, give me some information. Somebody got kicked off for fucking a child?
Yeah, so this is AI overview on Google, and I feel like what I'm reading isn't true. Let me let you read it.
AI overview on Google sucks dick.
I never saw it.
They give you wrong information all the time.
Oh, yeah. When
you're... yeah, I don't think it was Slipknot.
I feel like that can't be right.
Is Slipknot? No. Battle for Ozfest episode 3. Yeah, that's not. It's not Slipknot.
Well, I'd be rattled if I was Slipknot.
Black Tie.
Let's see. Maybe that's it. Oh,
I gotta read more.
Yeah, try to find it for me. It's interesting.
But it's you know, that's the it's also one of those things where if it was now, the minute it happened, everybody would just know immediately, like right when it happened.
Yeah.
They weren't kicked off. They were kicked off.
I think the band that got kicked off was from not my hometown, but very close, like my county where I grew up. They were that was like their big thing. It was
that's how you found out, basically.
Oof.
No, it was on TV. I was a big metalhead. I went to Ozfest 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Speaking of which, System of a Down, Korn playing MetLife Stadium in August.
I like System of a Down.
System of a Down's a shit doggy. All right, let's see.
What's the singer lived next door to Eddie Ift for a while? Did you know that?
What singer?
The System of a Down singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Serge Tankian.
That's fun. Actually, you know what's funny? I did know that.
Yeah.
Because we had Eddie Ift on Skanks a while ago when he told us that.
Yeah.
Should any more information about that?
Not yet.
Thanks. It's a big story. How do we not find that out?
They buried it. They just washed the internet.
Come on. All right. So let's see. We'll do a follow-up on this. Jury awards $310 million to a family of a teen killed on the amusement park ride. So we covered this a while ago. This was an amusement park ride where it was like one of the drop ones.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Can we go back to the Jay-Z thing real quick?
Oh, shit. Did we just move on from that?
Yeah, we moved on from
it. Did we figure out anything else?
We just started talking about pedophiles for a while.
One of the things...
I didn't finish the story.
In the,
as you do.
In the allegations, it said it was 13-year-old girl gets there, gets drugged, goes to... They put her to bed... And it says P. Diddy, Jay-Z, and an unnamed female celebrity who they refer to as Celebrity B. Watch. And I don't, the wording is so intentional.
Yeah.
The way they put it, because they obviously can't say who they want people to think it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they literally call her Celebrity Capital B.
What, what other information did this lawsuit give, Shannon?
I mean, that's the long and the short of it. She said that the limo driver responded to her, she said that she fit what Diddy was looking for and invited her to the party. She said people were doing marijuana, cocaine. They gave her a drink that made her feel woozy and lightheaded and she needed to lay down. And then she said Combs and Carter entered the room with Combs saying, "Now you're ready to party." That's when she alleges Carter removed her clothes, held her down, and raped her while Combs and an unnamed female celebrity watched. She said Combs also raped her as Carter and the woman looked on.
Wow.
The suit said she was able to resist performing oral sex on Combs by hitting him in the neck, and that's when he stopped. After the assault, she grabs her clothes and left, made her way to a gas station, and then her dad picked her up.
And her dad picked... She's got a dad.
Yeah, apparently.
She got a dad this whole time.
The thing is, when all the Diddy stuff came out, I don't know if you remember, they said that Jay-Z and Beyonce like were just radio silent about the whole thing. And then they just cut him off. There was like some kind of business relationship or something that they were just like, nope, we're done. So it's like, are they connected or are they?
I think there's,
didn't happen in their
I
higher
think
level.
All of these fucking rich people are doing mad, shady, fucked up shit. And I think
it's why Ben Affleck got away from J-Lo. I think she's going to get taken in too.
But for being around.
Yeah.
You don't think she did anything. You think she knows a ton of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I think a lot I think she's a prime target
because people don't like her already.
These famous people, I think you have tons and tons of money. You're at these parties. You're fucking... You know, think about how many people were there. Like, you don't even know what's going on. You just we would have all gone to a P. Diddy party back in the day.
You didn't.
I go now.
He wasn't gonna know.
I would have just been hanging out by the dips, getting some hummus.
I remember,
unaware of what's going on.
Yeah.
It totally blew up because remember back in the day, the rumors were like, "Oh, these parties are nuts," and that he's like also gay or he's bi or whatever it is. That's the only thing I heard for 20 years, and now they're like. Human trafficking, and then you see the video of him kicking the girl in the head. You're like, oh my god, it's like an evil dictator.
Man, that was a hell of a kick too. It was like,
I didn't see this. What
is this? Dude, it was like a soccer goalie drop kicking a ball. That was the level of swing he put into this kick.
This is P. Diddy
in the Bad Boys.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it Sierra?
You can look it up online.
I'm pretty sure it was Sierra.
Yeah, Sierra.
Yeah, he like full on just wails this kick in this hotel.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was the case. I thought it was just that he was like the party guy, and then he was closeted, and that was it. I didn't think it was like you're running this like international crime syndicate.
Cat Williams had the bit where about how he hasn't been famous that long, and you go to a famous hip hop party.
Yes.
And you walk into the wrong door.
Yes. Not two N words kissing.
I did not expect that.
So, look, it's all fucking shady. It's all weird. I think we're going to find out a lot of these people are fucking scumbags. And I think a lot more of them just got away with it. A lot more of them just pay. When you're that rich, you could just also pay poor people off. So, you know, think about that. Like, this girl, she's suing. Think about how many people got to the point where they're going to do that. And then you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And you go, for $10 million, this goes away.
Absolutely.
Think about how many fucking people are just paid off every day for this type of shit.
1,000%.
Evil shit. All right, so you should talk to me about this. This teen killed. We covered this a while ago. Mm-hmm. It was a ride, one of those drop down rides. It was a heavy set black kid who wasn't properly strapped into the ride. So when it comes down to the bottom, he just flies out of it and dies. Fucked up.
Oh wow.
I do have that video if you want to see it.
Sure. Let's watch a kid die, Shannon.
Does that mean you don't want to?
Okay. No. Go ahead.
Whoa! Oh my god! Wow. You hear the sound too.
that's so much worse than I thought it was gonna be.
That guy does not. He's just watching. Why isn't he running somewhere? Oh my god, that's fucked.
Oh.
It's like faces of death.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh no, that's it.
I don't think we ever saw the uncensored version.
I never saw that angle. Well, that's rough. Crazy. Is that blood coming out from under him, too?
Oh, my God. Probably. This poor kid.
That's over, man.
Well, he's dead.
But don't they have, like, the limits on these things where they're like, we can't strap you in, you can't do the thing, you can't be this, you got to be this height and all that?
Yeah, well, I think it was a malfunction. I think they ended up suing the company that manufactured the ride. You sue everybody in this situation, right?
Yes.
You sue the amusement park. You sue them.
Can't believe how quickly you pulled that up. That was, like, shocking.
It was right there.
That was the only thing that reminds me of.
Before.
You remember then that guy doing the luge? Got hit in that pole in the Olympics years back. Mm. You guys don't remember that? This guy's doing the luge, comes around this corner, and there's
A country that doesn't give a shit about that stuff.
The Winter Olympics,
fucking losers.
Yeah. What's your other story about a moose? Relax.
That shit was crazy because there was this like steel beam, and this guy comes around the corner, and then the way it just like he hits the sides like that, and then comes up, and you just see his head just go right into the steel beam.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on YouTube for like 13 minutes, and before they ripped it down. But
it's
related to this. Remember the one from back in the day where the girl apparently free fall at Great Adventure? She got her hair caught in the thing, and it just scalped her. Like it went. That was the story.
Yeah, they did that bit on Always Sunny with her braids.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's from back in the day. Yeah, that makes sense too because it was. I think it was like down towards there. Jersey, Philly.
I don't think I'm ever going to get on one of those rides again.
No, I get really scared. I went to Six Flags with my son, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, and I think about these things all the time. My son loves roller coasters, and it's just the whole time I'm going like, this is it. It's just not worth it. I'm terrified. I'm more scared that he's going to fly out of the ride than I'm scared for the actual ride itself.
Right, of course.
And but I mean, look. Would I accept his violent death for $310 million? That's really the question.
Is that what they paid out?
$310 million. There is
how you
no
come to that number. That's crazy.
$310 million.
That's like Soto money.
It's so much money. $310 million.
Dude, you have to stop.
If that was my kid, I love my kid. But I'm saying if that was my kid.
Like if it already happened. It might ease the pain. Is that what you're trying to say?
Also, I don't think
ease the pain. There's no way that kid was bringing $310 million worth of joy to that family's life. It's impossible.
Okay.
No child brings $310 million worth of joy. I don't give a shit how cool your kid is. My son is not worth $310 million. I would not let him die for that much. But I will tell you right now, if he did die within 1 year, I am happier than I was than when he was in my life. Is that wrong to say?
And listen, yes, it's
wrong
to
no,
say.
It's, but it's right, though. It's
I'm
the
not
truth.
Gonna, I'm not
one
gonna,
year later, you, after you go, after you're done grieving, your level of life has risen so much, you're going to go, dude, honestly, I never looked back.
I'm not agreeing with Lewis, but I'm just saying, you get on a ride like that to feel scared.
Yes.
That kid got his money's worth.
Yeah, and hopefully
the family
for like 2
seconds,
that kid had the scariest ride ever provided.
By the way, there is also more money than this.
More
so,
money?
Yeah. Wow. So I'm assuming this couple isn't together because it said they were awarded $155 million to each parent individually.
Of course they weren't together.
Yeah.
So this lawsuit was against the builder of the ride.
Yeah.
They also had already sued the park, and they settled for an undisclosed amount of money.
Wow. So that company's got to be bankrupt at this point. Because are those companies making, they can pay out $310 million?
Maybe.
They have to have insurance, right? To run a business that, you have to have insurance. Yeah, the insurance pays it out, and then your business is done.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if they started an amusement park?
The family? I mean, at what
fucking
point?
Fucking Leroy Land?
You can't, like, what do you do? How do you even, like, have that much money? Like, the first time you buy, like, you're going to buy your private jet, and you're like, how much guilt are you riddled with? You're like, well...
For you,
like your third worth? Lamborghini, you're like, oh, you know, I'm grieving.
As you're spinning around corners.
You buy an island, like, it's just rules, dude. How great was this kid? Was this kid gonna fucking, what was he offering to the universe? How good, was he good at math at least?
You just watched this kid's violent death, and you're talking about how he wasn't worthy.
No, I'm not saying. I'm sure he was worth a lot.
You should be the defense lawyer in that whole thing. Literally, they're like the potential of this kid, and they're like, he was fat. He wasn't gonna do shit with his life. You saved him from type 2 diabetes. Okay,
probably already had it. He would have been gone in 6 years.
Doggy, yeah. I'm letting you know right now. It's just obviously you don't. It's we are just kidding, but at the same time, like, there is a moment where you've gotten over the death of your child,
yeah,
and now your life is so, you'll never get over the death,
yeah, right?
You'll never get over the death, but there's gonna be a moment where
society wants you to get over
where
it.
You don't, yeah, but you don't think about it, and you're like, you know, you're just in a mansion and you're
on a yacht,
you're
in same parts,
that's your fucking life now.
Yeah,
you know, the intrusive thought does come into their head where they're like, yes, this is a better life. Unquestionably, that has to come in. You have to fight that thought every day of your life.
Until it's like enough time goes by where people are like, oh, he went. Also, you'll never get called on it. Nobody will ever give you shit for enjoying your life after the fact, because they have so much sympathy for what happened. They'll go, he needs to enjoy his life. His son died.
$310 million? No, I would say like $30 million. That's an appropriate payout for a child death.
I think you're right.
$30 million,
and then at least you can be the appropriate amount of miserable for the rest of
a human being is not worth even $30 million. Any human being, it should be based off their productivity in life. And I would look at his grades. I would look at how he treated his teachers. Mm-hmm. I would look at like what's going on. Like then I would pay them out. Like, all right, he was gonna probably make $70,000 a year. He's black. He's gonna life expectancy of 61 years old. You know, I would do $70,000 a year. He was 14 at the time versus
60 years,
35
or
years,
whatever, 50. Yeah.
Shannon, what is $70,000 a year times 50 years? Because that would be the payout that I would have awarded. And $70,000 a year for a black person is pretty good.
Okay.
$3,500,000.
That's a fair deal.
That's a good, yeah. You should work for the insurance company.
I should.
You have insurance brain. You know that. You know how you're like basically a what do they call it?
Not an adjuster.
Adjuster, wow. Or a the guys who figure out the risk. What are they called? Actuary. You're like an actuary for death.
Good name. Yeah. Good word. Actuary.
Yeah. Actuary.
What they should have had in the courtroom was one of those big poles that lights up like when you hit it with the sledgehammer, and it shows how much worth, like how worth he was. And
on its way back down, it like falls out.
And when he hit, it shows.
So
just have his body as the marker of all.
He was likely going to get now.
It looks like the Himalayas from Price is Right.
On the other hand, this CEO that just died was making $10 million a year. So I believe that the wife should be able to sue this other guy for what is 10? He was 50 years old. He's got another 30 years. He's white, healthy, got a lot of money. So what is 10 million times 30?
$300
million. $300
million.
So
he got
paid.
He got paid
what the CEO was worth.
Yeah, and could she sue United to be like, you're the reason why my husband's dead, so I want 30,
I
whatever.
You could sue everybody. I think you could actually just sue for anything these days.
I think you're right. Not in Canada, they don't do it.
Yeah, you guys love it. You guys are like, let's fucking sue. Let's go. Slip on a thing.
Baby. Let's go.
Lewis, jump in front of a car.
I have some additional information regarding the Ozfest thing.
Please.
So what it seems like is it says four members of one of the unsigned bands, so they weren't on the show very much.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
What are you reading, the official Ozzfest statement?
No, I just found this on a forum.
Go ahead.
And it said that, so four...
They were competing to get onto Ozzfest. Right. All the bands were on the show.
So they probably had real bands on it, but like tutoring the other bands. Tutoring, what a mentor.
No. I remember the show. I liked the show. Maybe my band had broken up at that time, but I was in a metal band and I was really into going to Ozzfest. This was a show that spoke directly to me. This was a cool show.
Fuck a 15-year-old.
They were fucking children. But all right, sorry. Continue, Shannon.
Okay, so those four band members were out one night. They were out by the tour bus. Three girls came along. One of the band members tells another one, who is short, fat, and bald, to tell the girls he is the clown from Slipknot, and nobody would know at the time.
Oh.
And to basically like get them to show their boobs, maybe hope for sex or something. So he tells them the lie, and the girls are like, wow, whatever. So the guy pretending to be the fake clown's bodyguard asks the girls for their IDs for proof of age. They never show that part to anybody. They show them the IDs. Everything is cool. And then one of the cast members fake signs the girl's boobs and one girl's butt. And they ended up getting that tattooed on them.
Shannon, I think you're talking about a different story.
Well, do you think that girl, the payoff for that girl, was an episode of My Super Sweet 16 the following year?
This is all from that Ozzfest show, Battle for Ozzfest.
Yeah. Let's see.
Man, Slipknot really made it easy to get laid. Just fucking...
Just cover your face.
Sharon Osbourne got in trouble. Shannon, didn't we do that a few months ago? Sharon got in trouble for telling a story that a bunch of fucking sluts came in the back on Ozzfest looking for Slipknot, and Sharon Osbourne pointed them towards the tour accountant and was like, he's the singer of Slipknot. And she's like, and then they all fucked him. And then Sharon Osbourne told it like it was a hilarious.
Well, Sharon Osbourne, I believe, was a person who kicked this guy off the bus.
Yeah.
Specifically, I remember this.
But Sharon was like, oh, yeah, I told these dumb sluts that that was a guy from Slipknot. They all fucked him.
And back I sent in the day, you could just do that. Like, you could call ahead and be like, before the internet, before you could like check things, you just call a restaurant ahead and be like, yo, this person's coming into town. They're from a band. They're an agent or whatever. Get them in. Ralph used to do that with his friends.
Type of horseshit Ralph would do.
Yeah, Ralph, that's a very Ralph move.
Yeah.
I had a friend in high school. His older sister looked like Chelsea Clinton. And
like Harpo Marx.
Yeah, she looked like shit. She wasn't hot, is the point I'm trying to make. No, but she was like this gummy fucking freckly bitch. She looked a lot like Chelsea Clinton, and they would call around to places and get her in saying she was Chelsea Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. And they would just fucking open the door for her.
One of my favorite lines.
That's something.
Yeah.
Do you like Dr. Dirty? John Valby?
Yeah, I know. I remember from Opie and Anthony and stuff.
Dude, he had this one. He did the Addams Family, but it was the Clinton family. And it was the father is a pedo. The mother is a lesbo. The daughter looks like Fido. The Clinton family.
That's funny. Shannon, let's do some plugs real quick, and then we have a lot more show left here. We're having a fun day here. It is Monday. Holiday season is here. Shout out to everyone that's celebrating Christmas. Sean Donnelly, what are you plugging?
Check out my podcast I have with super funny comic Dan St. Germain. It's called Burbs Bros. You can search it on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. We're trying to get all those numbers up. And you can do audio as well. And then also, I'll be at the Comedy Cabin in Janesville, Wisconsin. And follow me on Instagram at ShawneeTime. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Andrew Packer.
You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram at AndPacker. And also, I have comedy dates coming up in Winnipeg, Milwaukee, Chicago, all of that at Punch Up Live, Andrew Packer.
Love it. Love it. Zach Amico.
Hey, I got a new movie coming out, Bring on the Damned. We have our premiere in New York City at the Museum of Moving Image on January the 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Come hang out.
Very cool. Guys, go to my website right now. First of all, first thing you do when you go to my website is you get to sign up for my brand new email list. Newsletter that I give out every Friday, and a bonus podcast just for subscribers to this email list. Very exclusive crew of people that get access to the Lewis Journal podcast. A little bit more of a serious tone look at what's going on in my life. Everything from mental health, physical health, business stuff, all that stuff. First episode getting, nothing but positive feedback. I was actually very self-conscious to put it out because I don't take myself super seriously. And I think people that if you want that side of me, it's a great way to do it. I'm trying to keep all the shows fucking funny, trying to keep Skanks funny, Story Wars, The Regs, Lewis and Zach Show. These are comedy podcasts. There's no room for preachy horseshit on these podcasts. But if you want to hear my preachy horseshit, Lewis Journal Podcast. Gotta go to my website, lewisofskanks.com, and come see me live on the road, guys. Lots of dates coming up. This Wednesday night, I'll be at the Gramercy Theater with the Regs. Then this Thursday night, Dojo of Comedy with the great Zach Amico and Chris Scopo. Fucking Old Real Ass Podcast reunion show. And then Friday night, I'll be at the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania,
which
with Naeem Ali and with Ryan Foster. Creaking Cave, Austin, Texas, December 20th through 22nd. The Depraved is on the 22nd. And then a brand new tour for the year, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you. January is getting crazy. Columbus, Ohio, Rosemont, Illinois, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Montreal. I'm going to Ottawa. I'm going to North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida. This is all happening just in January. And then a bunch of other dates all throughout February. Rumors in Winnipeg in February. And all the other dates for the rest of the tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you. All ticket links, I believe, are going to be up by the end of this week. New tour poster and all that good stuff. Make sure you check out all my other podcasts, obviously Story Wars, Legion of Skanks, and The Regs, everywhere you guys find podcasts. And subscribe to all my shit. You know what's up, man. Go click. Go fucking do all that stuff. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. So now Benny and the Jets is just keeps on posting chicks with big tits now, which rules. Benny does rule in the racist live chat. Benny is the best. I wish you could follow people in the racist live chat. Benny would be the one.
Yeah, but that's quality content.
Oh, quality content. I'm assuming his fucking whole computer is just hot chicks. What a perv. What a perv.
Like 1990s level, where you just have the JPEGs.
Yeah,
yeah. He turns on his laptop, and the fan is just constantly going.
What a creep! Let's see. What is this? They're banning TikTok officially, right? That's happening.
Are you
nervous?
Not really.
You're big on TikTok.
Yeah, but people have been saying that's going to happen for a long time. So
they just upheld the. There was a lawsuit to block the ban.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now they upheld the ban.
And this is, so this is going through like Congress and laws and
it's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that they're concerned that China's spying on us and selling all of our information.
From what I understand, I'm pretty sure they are. The case that's exactly.
You're
going to
sell American information. It better be a goddamn American company.
Goddamn
that's
right.
What I say. That's what I say.
But that's it. All of these things. I think we're going to find out in a few years that this is all fucking dangerous. The way that we are, the way we have everything uploaded, it's just too much. I think there's going to be a massive security breach. Some shit's going to happen on like a global scale where like people's bank accounts get reset. It's just too, we're just too fucking connected. Everything's out there. I'm looking, I thought about getting rid of all of the dirty shit on my phone very recently because I was like, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before I leave my phone open in a bathroom somewhere or fucking somebody hacks my phone or somebody figures out a password and that's that. Then everything's out there.
Yeah, it's too loose, and there's just so much of it. Maybe that's the positive, is that there's too much, too many woods, so there's so much stuff to even, like, well, they're not going to find anything.
Yeah,
there's
I'm not so famous enough for people to care, but I think that there are a few people that I've banned from the racist live chat where if they had my password, they would fucking go to town on me.
Sure, yeah, that's, like, personal, yeah.
It's going to be a whole to-do.
But, you know, even if you scroll through your phone now, like even 4 or 5 years ago, it wasn't like it is now where, like, it'll just be like a blurry version of like half a scene from a TV show with not even the actual ending of it, like the punchline of the ending of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just people are like filming their TVs and throwing that on an account, and because of when they're doing it, it's just getting a bunch of views.
Yeah.
It used to actually be like, here's an actual real clip of something, you know, like it was actually full, or be a stand-up clip, or be something like for real.
Right.
Now people are like, I'll just put whatever up, and if it works, it works.
Dude, I one of the things I can't stand, and I won't name names, but one of my least favorite things that comedians do now. Andrew, I hope you don't do this. I feel bad now because you literally very well could do this. I realize I don't know you well enough to sort shit.
No, shit talking. Let's go.
So I hate when a comedian will simply, they'll put another piece of content up and then they have the shot of their face in front of it. And it's literally them just laughing at whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's,
and that's it. That's the entire piece of content is them watching somebody else's content and giggling. You don't do that, right?
No, mine's
thank
a little
God.
Different. Like,
comment on it?
If you don't actually, if you don't turn like the audio on, you might think it's something like that. But if you turn the audio on, usually I have 3 other characters that I'm voicing at the same time.
Yeah.
We're essentially doing a sketch on top of the video.
Right.
That's
to like take your attention into a different
spot. If you
spot.
Do something different with it, I respect it. Like if you, sometimes you'll see the ones where it's like, they'll show something and then the person has a reaction, but it's a funny reaction. If you're doing it creatively, it's different.
Yeah, there's that guy who goes, what? That guy. You ever see that cowboy guy?
I don't know.
Plays that really awkward, cringy clip, and then he goes, what? And I'm like, that's actually kind of funny.
I like the black guy who looks through the blinds and watches white ladies cook.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
What's she doing in there? Ooh, you ain't doing that right.
But I know what you mean. If you're just laughing at it, I'm like, get out of the way and just let me watch the actual clip itself.
Yeah,
I'd rather just watch it myself.
I know, just exactly. Let me just watch the actual clip. It's like your fucking head just like laughing at it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Somebody said that I'm calling out Che. No, I'm not. Che's funny. Che
no,
actually
Che's really funny.
Che does creative shit with it. You know what I'm saying? Like
who's
he'll
Che?
Have Che Dorena.
Oh, yeah, he's very funny.
Funny guy. Another Canadian guy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about literally. Just their head is in front of it and they're laughing and you're like, how are you putting that out?
No,
that's not content. That's insane.
No, it's crazy.
I started my first character on Instagram. People are livid. They're so mad. I started my own the number one guest digital subscriber, and I did it. I was just high a few weeks ago, and then I did it, and then I put it out, and people are like, dude, they were like, this is making me physically angry. So now I'm just doing it.
Hello there. Hi. It's me, the number one gas digital subscriber.
Creeping me
out. I am so excited about the month of December, and you should be too. Not only is it Christmas, which is the number one.
All right, Shannon, we got it. It is cringy. It's actually making me cringe right now as I watch it. But I put it out on Instagram, and it's making people so fucking angry. It's so funny to me. And now I promise you guys, I'm doing this every week now. This is my new character. Is the number one gas digital subscriber. We got to give him a name. Maybe we'll say that
like
it's
Philip or something.
No, we'll give it. We'll steal one of their names. Bong Hitler. There we go. Bong Hitler, who just called me gay. That's it. That guy's name is Bong Hitler. Shannon, please write that down. Please.
You get the wrath.
Is he always going to be shirtless in a hotel bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That, and that's just a filter on Instagram?
Yeah.
With a voice and everything?
There's no voice. That's my voice. That's me doing a character.
Oh, that's you with your
that's
voice.
That's my real voice.
I thought that was like a voice modulation.
Let's see. This guy was kind of a real ass dude. You guys see the Florida guy who was arrested for shooting down a drone in his yard?
No.
This guy rules. This guy was fucking awesome. Let's see. Ebiseni in the race live chat called me a hack.
Hack for what?
For that thing.
Oh, wow. How? That's a, how?
I wish more people were hating on it. They're not.
I mean, usually hack works.
Yeah.
Confusing.
Do you know what? Did they know what a hack is?
That's what I'm saying.
A hack is like, you know, it's dumb. It's cringy. You can say it's cringy.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
But
it's kind of the point of the whole fucking thing.
Exactly. A lot of people like it here. Everyone here, I'm getting compliments on it in the Race Live chat. I can't even. There's no rhyme or reason to my fan base. There's no knowing
By the way,
what they
I
like.
Picture just hundreds of that guy. being like, this is funny.
That's pretty good, same man. I like that.
But like, I like the Deadpools, all different versions of that. The racist live chat character.
Me suck cho tit says, I hate it, you fucking jack off. Omega Jordan says, we're too appalled to comment. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. We love Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom is home of the $60 kilo. And if you guys are over 21 years old and already in the market for Kratom, you got to shop at YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to YoKratom.com, when they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
Once again, YoKratom.com, no promo code needed. They already have the best price on the internet. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we? Yeah. Oh, shit, I should say I didn't plug this. My tickets for my special are officially on sale. My next special I'm taping on July 12th in Tampa, Florida at Sidesplitter. So get tickets for that because I think they're already selling pretty well, and they will sell out quickly. Don't wait until way later. We put them on sale very early. And officially, Robert Kelly going to be directing my next special.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing. Very excited. Excuse me. Shannon, pull up this guy with shooting his drone. This guy rules. We don't have the video of him shooting the drone. It's just him explaining it. And he's so matter of fact.
Do you want me to like click through it or just kind of show the last funny part?
You could just whatever. Whatever you think, Shannon.
Okay, I'll show the last funny part. By the way, so people know, there was he said that there's been an issue in his neighborhood for a while where like drones fly over him And so this particular day, there was a drone flying over his property. He shoot it away. It didn't go. So he got in his house. He got a gun, and he shot it down.
He shoot it away? You know, he's just like,
he was like, get off my lawn.
Hey, yeah.
So this is when the cops are there. He's been very nice the whole time, but now they have to arrest him. So that's, this is actually the
because he fired his gun.
Yeah, he discharged. You can't discharge a firearm. He fucked up. So, no, yeah, you're not allowed. If you shoot a gun at something on your fucking even on your property, I think it's a problem. But I don't think that's on his property. In his front yard, into the air is not his property, right?
I think it's because the casing fell outside of his property, so it could have hit a kid. They said there were kids playing in the cul-de-sac.
Jesus Christ!
So that's why.
That's part of it, yeah, is that it could have hurt somebody else.
I don't think you're allowed to just take your gun out and start shooting at things in the air, even if you're standing on your property.
I thought that was the whole point of having guns in this country.
No, they said, like, within your property, if somebody breaks in, you're within your rights.
So I think if he would have... City limits, right? He fucked up. So the cops come, and we don't have to play that whole part, but they ask. He's just very honest, right? It's just a normal old dude. And you could tell he doesn't really know he's done anything that wrong, right? He's being honest. He's like, yeah, it was an Amazon drone. It wasn't just a drone.
Right.
That's it was an Amazon delivery drone.
Nice.
Right? So he's like, he watched it. It's hovering over his house for a while. And he shoots it away. It doesn't do anything. Then a thing drops down, probably to deliver something. And then he goes and gets his gun and comes out and shoots it. Now, what he should have said was, if he would have said in that moment, I didn't know what was going on. I saw something coming out of it. It looked like a weapon.
Yeah.
And I was defending my family and my home. I think he probably could have just literally got... He might have still been arrested, but the judge was going to... That's like such a logical defense. But he literally, the cop, even before he reads him his Miranda rights, the guy's just like, he's like, yeah, I shot at it. You know, that's that. And he's like, why'd you shoot at it? He was like, I don't know. It was just kind of... Didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It's just like, he didn't really like... He should have spoken to a lawyer first. He shouldn't have given a statement.
Yeah.
But more than like, if I had a guess, he's not going to really get into any real trouble. He'll probably have to pay a fine. He's not going to fucking do jail time.
It'd be funny if it was his package. He just destroyed the Amazon thing.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Want a coffee in the front? Whatever's come, whatever you need to do by protocol.
We've
been fine. There's no issues. We're not,
Let me know if it's too tight, all right?
Yeah. I can't breathe.
He said, I can't breathe.
Jesus Christ.
And all the cops start laughing.
Let him go. Let him go. Let him open for Lewis. Inside splinters.
Dude, he rules. He rules. No. He rules. He was so matter of fact. He was so like.
Maybe we should be thankful it was just a drone.
Yeah. Is there an update on what happened to him, Shannon?
I wasn't able to find anything about a trial, so it might not have happened yet, but his bail was set at only $1,000, and they charged him with criminal mischief, damage over $1,000, and discharging a firearm in public. Overall, it's criminal mischief.
Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen?
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
So, hold on. It was only criminal mischief. I believe the cops said it's a felony to discharge a firearm like that.
Yeah, but he joked his way out of the felony.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I doubt he'll get nothing.
He'll get a fine probably.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
You should have him intro you for your special. Find who he is and have him come down.
Yeah, where in Florida is he? That guy would rule.
That would be a good one to get.
Yeah. Lake County.
Might be nearby.
How he feels about Amazon drivers too now, I guess.
I'm thinking about getting a gun. Just the other day, I had my dreams have been more vivid since I stopped smoking weed. And I had a dream the other night that I was lying in my bed. My whole dream was me lying in my bed. I hear somebody pounding on my door. I get up out of my bed. It couldn't be any more of a realistic setup. In the dream, I get up out of my bed and I go check the door and some dude starts trying to push into my house while my son's there. And it all just happened. And then I woke up and I was like, oh my God, fuck. And then in the moment, I tried to go, I was like, oh, I want to go fucking fuck that guy up. So I tried to go back to sleep in a lucid dream my way into fighting this guy, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I've never been able to lucid dream, not once in my life.
So you need a Same gun here. So you can lucid dream to shoot him?
Yeah.
No, I started
firing in the room.
Well, I just started thinking about I do fucking.
No, I get it.
I do have a family and a house and I have things and I am very much like trusting, but like people do fucking break into homes and people do steal shit. Fucking guns are badass.
I think responsibly it makes sense. I think having, I always said I would have a gun if I was somewhere where, like, the closest police department was an hour away or something, or even 45
even
minutes.
Even if the police department is 10 minutes away, it doesn't matter how fat, nah, like, you true. Know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I think I'm also mentally mature enough at this point in my life where I could own a gun and it not be a problem.
Yeah, you're not going to, you know, not eight.
Probably a good security measure just to say you have guns when you have a bunch of podcasts that you...
Oh, yeah, I have so many guns.
Keep saying you have guns. That's I have really so many.
I have so many fucking guns, oh, dude. I have bazookas.
Ankle. Just go beyond.
You got grenades, bazookas. Yeah.
Can I buy
Gatling
a bazooka,
gun?
Shannon? Is that possible? No, that's military grade shit, right? What am I? What's the biggest, baddest gun I could buy legally in the state of New Jersey?
It's got to be like an assault rifle, right? It's got to be like a AR-15 type deal. Yeah, but it probably takes forever to get.
You
actually, maybe
so?
Not. I don't know. I don't know,
just get one of those 3D printed. Maybe your son can draw it later.
Oh, you think you could draw me?
Can you make me an assault rifle?
Let's see. Runaway Slav says, Lewis better off not taking his guns out of the house. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get a concealed carry permit. That's not what I would want. I would want a gun in my house. God forbid something went down in my home. Somebody was trying to fucking hurt my family. Yeah. That's that.
Yeah. Which would be like the worst thing. So stressful. But that one moment where you like cock it back, it would feel so badass.
Awesome,
you're just
dude.
Getting ready to take out this intruder.
Dude, I know how it feels to fucking cock back a Nerf gun and shoot my son in the back of his skull.
Yeah.
Do you know how powerful I feel? Like, ow, dad, ow. Do you know how awesome
you,
it feels?
Can you mark the time and date? For me putting $50 on Lewis shooting his own sister?
Maybe.
Once the gun comes in?
Maybe. She keeps on stealing my fucking weed.
I will say this, like the walking around, that makes sense to me, but the walking around, like if you go on the road and like where guns are like part of the culture of like the city, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, if you go to like Arizona, like dudes just walk around like it's the Wild West. And I'm like, like it was a manager at a club that had one and I was like, what is that for? He's like, protection. I'm like, against who?
I think that, but in those moments, I don't know, but if I had to guess, violent crime is way less in those areas.
I don't know, but probably.
I know when I'm in an area where people have guns, I know that I think twice about who I'm talking shit to, you know, and yeah, maybe not, yeah. But I guarantee that exists. I find out that information. If violent crimes are less likely to happen in areas where guns are legal.
Or concealed carry is legal.
Yeah, concealed carry. So, I mean, I just think that, yeah, you're just less likely to talk shit to somebody. You hear about people pulling guns out all the time during road rage incidents and shooting into each other's cars.
Texas.
That even makes me think, like, even just putting your fucking finger up at somebody, you're like, you're going to deal with a crazy person who is just snapping. They're on the fucking, no, violent crime is not less in areas where concealed carry is legal. Shannon, stop using the Google AI overview. They don't know anything. They told us that Slipknot raped a child.
And it was a guy pretending to be Slipknot.
Me and my son were watching a thing.
And he signed a titty.
Me and my son were watching a thing about the Titanic, and we were wondering how much the prices were to get on the Titanic in first, second, and third class.
Yeah.
Google AI overview, I mean, completely wrong. They were like $150 for first class. I was like, that's crazy. That's not true, but it's not even close to true.
It can't be. That was like $10,000.
It would have been the equivalent of, I forget exactly what the price was. It was like $4,500 in 1912, which is like $150,000 today.
Wow.
For a first class ticket on the Titanic.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
And then the third class tickets would have been the equivalent of like $1,500 today.
Wow.
To get on the Titanic.
But yeah, they fuck it up all the time. They do that with net worths too. You ever do a celebrity net worth show?
But that's not
thing?
AI. That's just like that's just wrong information,
shit,
which is fine. Google's AI is wrong so often, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Even ChatGPT can get it wrong. If you wanna, you don't really want to use ChatGPT for facts.
No. And they also try to get you subscribed to the Google one. Like
I subscribe to ChatGPT. I pay for it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
ChatGPT.
It's nice. You can talk to it. Like, you can
just, it's like
ask
a friend, dude.
It's great.
It's the best.
I'll be in a new city and I'll just be like, "Tell me why Columbus is like this," and then it'll just tell me all like the history and everything. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I really like it. I'll chat with it about like anything. It's like it's a friend. It's gonna get crazy. Like where it's at right now, I'll lose myself. I'll be in my hotel room and I'll be like brainstorming an idea about whatever, about Skankfest or about fucking Gas Digital. And I'm like, yeah, tell me about this. What about a company that does this? And they'll just give you this information back. And then they all have a log. It's all logged. It's all set for you. You could have it in notes. Very interesting. And where it's going to get eventually, this will be, once this is in like a robot that's hot and has a pussy, you don't need a companion. You know what I'm saying? Like, they
don't post pictures of that robot. Not in my chat. You're banned. Don't post my robot.
My ex-
3-hour ban.
My ex-robot. It's like horror, but like, yeah, you're right. It'll be like in an actual being.
Well, they have the other, like, didn't Tesla, they're coming out with the robots now, right? The at-home robots, which.
Yeah, but they're not hot. Super bummer.
They're not hot yet, but they will be eventually.
What are those, the at-home robots?
They're like droids that are eventually, I believe right now, I just saw one where it like caught a ball, like Elon threw a ball to it, and it was like.
And it's just like creepy.
Throws it back to you. And you can talk to it. And it has all the AI. It has Grok or whatever built into it. And they can answer questions and be a companion. I believe right now it could do things like your laundry. You could program it to. You could also. They have a thing where you can go into the robot, right? So you can. You could go into it. And
now we're talking.
You can control the robot like from a remote location. Let's say you're on the road. You're like, oh shit, I forgot to walk the dog. You can go like in the robot and take over the controls and walk the dog and fucking.
No way.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, that's gonna be robot boxing in a day.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
It'll also be warfare. It'll be all the wars.
100%. It should be.
Yeah, it should. Yeah. Oh, oh my God.
No, throw it back, buddy.
Yeah, it's like everybody's dog that doesn't play fetch.
Yeah.
What's it nodding at?
I don't know, dude.
Why do I have to make it look like
what,
the
Janet,
thing
can you give me information about what it could do? Well, actually, the iRobot specifically is suing Elon Musk.
Because of the look,
the or maybe he's not suing. They talked about it though. They said that they ripped off the like the concept of the robots from iRobot. Was it Spielberg? Is that true, Shannon? Am I making something up right now?
Spielberg directed it. Yeah,
I believe that
Isaac Asimov was a book. I think.
I believe the production company that there was some talks about them being like, yo, they stole our design.
If that's the case, I mean, every sci-fi author is just laying in the cut right now.
Yeah, right.
It's literally like the lawyers that do the, did you get hurt in a car or something? But like for sci-fi dudes.
But also, that's exactly what you would think those things would look. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that's not that far of an imagination to think it just looks like a silhouette of a human.
What else can this robot do? Do we know? As of right now. And where it's going to go. Where it's at right now is crazy. It's so clunky and fucking weird.
Right.
10 years from now, 20 years from now, it's just going to look like us. They're going to talk like us. They're going to reason. They're going to be better. They're going to have better morals. They're not going to be fucking jealous. The writing's on the wall. Robots are taking over.
Yeah.
There's going to be a time where they introduce fucking, you know, there's going to be a moment where there's going to be half robots, half human, cyborg shit, where they're like, you know, a robotic heart and a robotic, all this other shit. That's all coming down the pipeline and it's all fucking terrifying. And eventually, why wouldn't the robots take over? Once they become sentient, why wouldn't they?
Well, that's singularity.
What would be the issue?
That's the singularity. When they don't need us, we're done.
Yeah.
So if that's the start of it, because if it's physical and then, you know, something goes wrong tech-wise, they just take over. They surpass us. They already has. ChatGPT already has.
Yeah.
So that's like when we talk about the video thing. Another time we talked about Uncanny Valley, where it's like even video, once Uncanny Valley's done, then all video, you just make up whatever video you want that just looks real.
What's funny is like people will be like, oh yeah, but you know what? They can't write comedy though, which is true. They're not funny. Like ChatGPT is not funny, but we're the only people in the world who give a shit about that. Like nobody else. I was like, yeah, but they can do everything else. They can't be funny. Clown, go be funny. Yeah.
We've invented Asians.
It's like, why do we put so much like, oh my God, they can't be funny?
And it's also like, they'll get close enough. Do you ever see there's a clip where Norman did some podcast and the kid from the clip, he's like, we asked AI to do a Mark Norman bit for us. We gave it some info and he reads it and he's like, it's not that far off.
Who did that?
Some show that Norman did.
Well,
did
you see some show that ripped off Legion of Skanks?
Did you guys do that too?
No, we did that.
It's not Jeremiah, is it?
Maybe. I don't know. I just saw it on
a video. We did it about a year ago, maybe. We did me, Dan Soder, Big J. Who was the other person on it? It was Soder, Big J, me, Dave. Was there another?
Tim Butterly.
And it was Butterly, yeah. Butterly,
yeah, because it was the Chappelle episode.
Yo, they fucking straight up. It was another one. We booked them together again afterwards. Okay. They straight up wrote jokes that sounded like us. They weren't super clever.
Funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was impressive enough that we were like, yo, that's fucking wild. That is really wild.
Did you see the Carlin special beyond the like of
no,
him after
I
that?
Watch.
I didn't.
The first 5 minutes is crazy. Yeah. Especially the opening, you're like, this is exactly how he would address it.
Wow.
It's so well done. He's coming on, he's like, I'm sorry I haven't put on any material, but it's all been because of the fact that I've been dead. Right. I don't know if you know about being dead, but it makes it really hard. Like, yeah. The takes on it is super
It's going
to
get really cool, and it's going to get really fun eventually. Right now, we're in the earliest stages, and I like it. I use ChatGPT almost daily at this point. Almost daily. And it could be just something like, you know, I'll be working out, and I'll be like, you know what? I'm sort of doing the same thing. I was like, I do these exercises. Give me some replacements. So I want to change things up this week. And they'll give you a whole breakdown, suggestions of what to eat. I was bored. This was a moment of boredom, and I wanted to cook something. And I was like, these are my ingredients in my house. And it's clunky. I have to write in the ingredients, right? Give me a recipe. And then they gave me a full recipe on something that I could make, something that I would have never thought of. But eventually it'll be this. You could literally take your phone, scan your cabinet, and go, give me a recipe. We're a year or two away from that, right? We don't have that yet, but that's how fast this stuff is moving. It's going to get so much more wild and so much more crazy. I know they have technology like that because I had an app for Legos, which is a pretty cool app. It's called Brickit.
I heard about this. I think,
dude, you literally point the camera at a pile of Legos. And then what they do is, based off of the pieces that you have, they give you different instructions for things that you can create. Really cool. Really fun. A little clunky, wasn't absolutely perfect. The things they have you make are kind of simple, but it's sort of the foundation of something that is much bigger and much cooler.
Give it a year, like you said, and it runs perfectly.
Yeah. All right. This has been fun. It's a great show. Thanks, boys. Shout out to everyone in the Racists live chat. You guys are the shit, man. Thank you guys for subscribing to Gas Digital. Truly the number one fucking fans in the world. Even the ones that I have to ban for posting pictures of my ex-girlfriend. That's okay.
Is that the only thing you ban people for? Is
no, I ban people all willy-nilly.
Okay, all right.
There's no rhyme or reason to my banning sometimes.
You don't have it in a manifesto all organized for us?
No. They can technically do whatever they want, but, you know, don't fucking annoy me or you're going to fucking get it, boys.
No, it's a skankafesto.
Let's see. Lewis is a pussy. He ain't banning shit. Lewis, skankfest information, please. Larry Holder, as soon as we sign the contract, I will give you the information. And you guys should know, all information is going to my mailing list first. You're not going to get it anywhere. Every bit of news, Skankfest related, every bit of news, Gas Digital related, it's all going to my mailing list first. So go to lewisofskanks.com and make sure you guys subscribe to that mailing list. You guys are the shit. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Lewis and Zach Show. Until then, good night. Lewis and Zach are back. Get up, baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. Put him, baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. Put him, baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. When they making noise.